Okay, so my name is Summer Wilcox, and I'm 21 years old. Today is
February 28th,
and I'm speaking with Rachel Judy, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Radford, Virginia. Okay, so can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life? Would it be the focus plan? Or let me do a little backstory. So, right now, our sorority is in trouble. So, we have been put on a focus plan by our national headquarters to just get us back on track and get things rolling again and just overall improve the sorority. So, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
So, definitely one of the most difficult moments in my life was just dealing with our whole sorority situation we're having right now. It has made me realize a lot, but I think one of the things that has made it the hardest is realizing that our national headquarters isn't exactly what I thought it was, and how this whole entire sorority and organization is run more as a business, and they don't really care about individuals or things like that. They care about making money, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, so tell me about your position in ASA and everything that entailed, and then how it corresponds to the situation.
So, last year, for a whole year, longer than that actually, I was the Vice President of Public Relations and Recruitment for our sorority, and so basically I was on the exec board with 6 other members, and specifically I was in charge of public relations and recruitment, but we kind of worked as a whole group to work side by side with nationals to make sure we're following policies, and then just keep our chapter doing the right thing and plan events for philanthropy, sisterhood, different things like that. Then I ran for president this year because I had a lot of leadership experience from the last year in the sorority that I thought really shaped me, made me a better person in general and leader, and I really learned how to work with these girls and kind of how to manage so many women at once, which is a really hard task. So I learned a lot from it and thought that I had everything that I needed to be a successful president of this chapter, because I thought a lot of people looked up to me and that I was getting pretty wise over the years working with all of this. What else about?
And then you didn't become president?
And then I did not become president.
Why is through that?
So I did not become president because we were in trouble, and we had people coming down from our national headquarters that were working with our chapter, and they were helping us finish up the election process. They ended up finding out that my grades from last semester were really shitty, mainly from just, like, personal issues, not dealing with them well, and I just had a hard semester. But other than that, I had really good grades, so it seemed pretty unfair to me, like, in that time that, like, years of hard work that I've put into something, I wasn't able to, you know, get any reward from or, like, acknowledgement just because of, like, one semester GPA. So that was really upsetting, and I thought it was really unfair the way that Nationals dealt with that, because I had been working so closely with them, and I was kind of our only, like, string left, the only one that really wanted to keep working with them for the better of the sorority and keep us on campus. But they kind of just gave me a slap in the face and then just cut me off completely. So they thought that because of a semester grades, I'm not worthy enough to be a leader in this chapter, to hold a position at all, and that I don't have what it takes. It was kind of just like a big F you. Take another question.
So do you think that Nationals is just completely disregarding everything that you have done for the chapter, and just, like, what are your feelings towards, like, do you think that you were in the wrong with your grades, or do you think that you,
so,
I do understand what you're saying. It does make, I would be upset if I were you too. That seems pretty unfair.
I believe.
How is your voice in this whole situation?
How is my voice in it? What do you mean?
Like, well, first tell me about how you feel about your grades.
So, the grade situation. I obviously should have been transparent with everyone and told everyone that I had the semester grades that I did. But at the same time, I knew if I was honest that it would jeopardize the whole entire chapter, because I was like the only person that could be the president, and I knew that I was the best role model for the chapter. And so
if I wasn't,
I was in a sticky situation. Yeah, I was like, either way, I'm like wronging people. So either I lie about it, keep it to myself, don't tell anyone,
and do a good job and get good grades.
Get good grades from here on out, be a killer president, and like no one will know, and like everything will work out. Or I knew people would have been really mad at me back then if I would have told the truth about my grades, and they would have, I don't know, it would have been a big thing, I think, and a lot of people would have been disappointed in me, I know, and, you know, I just wanted to make everybody happy and do what was best for the chapter. So, like, in my eyes, then I didn't really have a choice but to lie about the grades. But, you know, looking back on it now, I probably should have been honest.
Well,
there's just so many people I felt like were relying on me, you know, and I didn't want to let other people down.
So you said you wanted to do what was best for the chapter. Do you think that Nationals coming in and taking this role from you and taking completely control is the best thing for the chapter? Or do you think that they're jeopardizing us even more so because you did say you had that plan to, like, fix everything and ultimately improve the sorority?
So, I believe that...
You can go into specific points, like...
Yeah, so, I believe that they kind of did screw us all over by making that small choice, which I don't... They were just very stuck, you know, on...
Their decision
and following by the GPA requirement, and the national bylaws, which I completely understand. Like, they have to run as a business. They have to follow the rules. But I also believe, like, in certain circumstances...
There should be
loopholes in a way. Like, sometimes you have to do what's best, and it might not be the normal way that things
are done.
Just
like in a corporate business. Yeah.
Just like... anything in the real world. And I think especially this whole situation has made me kind of realize more about, like, the corporate world, because our Nationals is a business, and I really don't think that, like, any of us realized that before or really put it into perspective. Like, they have to do what's best for them, and they can't have, like, they have to follow their rules or else they'll end up getting sued or something like that, you know? But I do think that they could have done things differently and maybe came in here and had a little bit more of an open mind before cracking down and seeing the situation for what it is and getting to know the girls and just the whole entire situation more before making the decisions that they did, because I think that it definitely will, it'll just, it's gonna affect the chapter as a whole, because, you know, a lot of people, I think, looked up to me and were really excited for my leadership position, and a lot of people, you know, kind of, like, lost hope in the sorority as a whole with these new officers that, because a lot of people, they realize that they don't have the experience or skill set to begin with that I had, and they're kind of starting from scratch, these girls. starting from day one.
So do you think that this new executive board, like, so now you said you don't really have a say anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's fair that this new exec board is expected to just run things on their own without having any guidance from previous exec or previous...
I think that's where our Nationals has made a big mistake as well. They're trying to tell the new executive officers, you know, that they can't have transitions with the old executive board, and that they basically have to completely stop listening to us completely, and, like, that they're just going to be trained completely new, because they want them to start from scratch because they want to completely change the chapter. But I think, like, even if you want to do better, you're gonna have to at least talk to old position holders, even just to, like, see what not to do. Like, even if they didn't do their job right, I think you still need to talk to them so that you can figure out what worked for them, what didn't, and just not go in completely, like, blind. Like, you're gonna need a little bit of background information on each position.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just go in and not even know what a treasurer does. And
I can
then
definitely see your
try
point
to
of
have,
view on that.
Try
from
to make
my,
that work.
From my point of view, from being just a sister within the chapter and not having positions, it is hard to see the overall effect that it has had on, like, previous
mm-hmm.
executive members who put in all this work. So
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I'm talking to you about this right now and better understanding where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So regarding, I know we've gotten some of our social, or all of our social events are taken away now. How do you feel about that, especially since we are a social sorority? In my point of view, I've seen it as a positive change because we can focus more on ourselves and bettering the sorority as a whole and not worrying about having fun and drinking every weekend. But what do you feel like?
So I have a little bit different of a view on that situation.
Okay.
So, like you said, we are a social sorority. Like, we're not an academic fraternity or sorority. So, like, you know what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
And I think that people have joined our sorority because it is social and because they want to have that experience in college. A lot of people come here, especially to Radford for their Greek life.
Yeah.
For the Greek life experience.
For the connections and
the friends and just, like, the memories that you make with these people. And, like, if you take that away, then I think that kind of changes what Greek life is completely.
Yeah.
It's
I think
just
it
not
is
gonna...
pretty sad. Greek life is changing a lot, I've noticed, since my 4 years being here.
Yeah. Like, people want to come here to have that experience because it is different here. And if you take that away, like Bradford, the school is even going to be affected by that. And I think it sucks, like, that we are, like, one of the leading, like, sororities on campus, and, like, a lot of people follow our lead on things. So, you know, if we're not allowed to do anything, like, it trickles down to the other organizations and affects the school as well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with, like, recruitment, it's going to affect us. If people don't want to follow these, like, new guidelines that we are given, which are very strict, and then they're not going to join our organization. And I know if I was an incoming freshman and was going through sorority recruitment, you know, I would want to be able to, like, go out and have fun with my sisters and be able to, like, have these fun mixers and stuff, not just,
yeah,
not, I mean, the sisterhood, the philanthropy, the community involvement, all of that is really amazing and a huge part of what we have going on in our organization. It is, but people want to be rewarded as well and be able to have fun on the weekends and stuff like that. And if you, when you take things away from people completely too, they want it more. Like,
yeah, I do agree.
If you cut people off all the way, it's just, no one's gonna be happy at all. Like, if they would have maybe regulated us and said, oh, well, you can have one event a month, even that, like, would have made people way less upset about this than just cold turkey. Like, you can't do anything at all. Like, people, just no one's gonna want to join that, and I think, like, it's gonna eventually affect the school and the other organizations, because if we're, and it's going to change our organization, because they're going to be recruiting very different girls. But, what should I talk about now?
So do you think that this is having an impact on the overall chapter and the younger girls? Like, what do you think their thoughts on this are? Are they looking forward to the future of ASA, or do you think that they're kind of in a lost spot?
I think the majority of them are in a lost spot, for sure. Especially sucks for them, because we're in this situation now, and it's not even their fault. You know, the things that we're in trouble for were things way before traditions that were started literally years and years and years and years ago. So they didn't make these decisions, and so they're probably not very happy about it, and they're probably not excited to have all these rules and not be able to have any fun, because this is the rest of their college experience.
Wow.
Like, they're gonna be able to do what they want and not have nationals watching over their every actions 24/7.
Yeah. So,
and I think that especially, like, younger girls too, they'll see their other friends out that might be in other organizations, and they're allowed to do stuff, and they might get jealous or have resentment towards us for taking that away from them, like, seeing the things that they could be doing.
Yeah. Have you considered self-termination, or?
Yeah, they did give us the option to self-terminate before completely signing our lives over to this organization. Either we committed fully, or you had the choice to terminate and just be done with it for good. I've definitely considered both a lot, and both have sound like the best idea to me, in different days, literally depending on how I feel and what happens. Like, some days I wake up and I'm like,
honestly, that's the exact reason why I decided to do this interview, is because I see the positives in it, mm-hmm. but I also can see your point of view as well. It makes a lot of sense on both ends. Like, I know that they're just trying to do what's best, what they think is best, but now listening to you, I can see that mm-hmm. it might not be really what is best.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pros and cons on both ends.
Yeah, there are. Like, on,
I guess, the liability sense of it, like, for the DD situation,
mm-hmm.
where, mm-hmm. do you just talk about that?
Yeah.
A little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's definitely, like, pros and cons to either stay with the sorority or not. Like, cons, I'll start with that. Like,
yeah.
We're not allowed to have DDs anymore to start off with. That's a really bad thing for us, because we go to Radford, we have a transit during the day for classes, but other than that, like, most schools have some form of transportation for nightlife for the students, or just some, or Uber. Like, we don't even have Uber here to even pay for a ride somewhere. So, you know, things happen. It's a college town. Like, there's going to be instances where a girl needs a ride home, where she either feels uncomfortable, or she's too drunk and can't get home, or anything like that. Like, it prevents a lot of the sisters from getting arrested, doing stupid things, or possibly getting, like, abducted or raped by some random, like, guy following her home.
Yeah.
And so it's a huge liability to not have that anymore, and it really sucks, because I think it'll affect the safety of a lot of people. But, so that's a con of the whole situation. I mean, there's just, like, so many cons. There's so many. You know, it breaks down our sisterhood, you know? Everyone's angry with each other because we don't know who talked to nationals and told them all this information. It's an inside source, obviously, so we can't trust each other now, and it tears everybody apart.
Do you think it is fair to be angry at the one person?
I personally do think that you can be angry, because that person had the choice to self-terminate, like we were just talking about. They've always had that choice. And if they hated this organization so much that they wanted to destroy it, like, they should have just taken themselves out instead of ruining everybody else's lives, basically.
Was going to the executive board and expressing how they feel an option before
it
going to Nashville?
It was an option, yeah. They could have easily came to us and talked with us about their concerns for the chapter or what they didn't like. And I don't know if they even considered it or not, but no one ever came to us, which is also, like, very
not
hurting,
like,
unsisterly-like, but also kind of personally hurts my feelings at the same time, that no one, that they, like, couldn't trust in me to come to me to talk about something. And that they thought that they had to go above our heads. Like, they thought that we wouldn't listen to them or take what they had into consideration. So, that part really sucks. But, yeah, I do think that we can stay mad at them for doing this. Like, they were being very selfish, and they were just trying to cause problems. I don't think that anything that happened was actually that bad. And they were just being a very weak person, and they might just wanted to start drama just from their own boredom, which is really sad that there's people out there.
Yeah.
But I think we need to hold them accountable, because that doesn't work in the real world.
Yeah, I'm honestly really sorry that you had to deal with that. I think that that's just really disrespectful. And aside from being sisters, like, these are our friends. Like, this is our family,
mm-hmm.
our home away from home. Yeah. And it's sad that one of our members couldn't come and speak to the mm-hmm. higher-ups who mm-hmm. are in control of everything. Or anyone at all. And they had to go straight to nationals and put everyone at detriment
yeah.
instead of just their...
And like, the thing is, they don't even put, like, just the current sisters, like, at risk. Like, they didn't think about, like, the alumni.
That yeah.
put
that,
so many years
I
of
didn't
hard
even
work
think about that.
On, into the sorority. Like, the... Like, we've been on campus since, like, 46, 43, something like that. Like, that has... That's so many women that have been through this sorority in 75, 8 years. I don't even know how long that is. But a long time. Like, so many people have put hard work into this chapter. And also the people in the future, too, you know? Like, I would hope that my daughter one day could go to Radford and be a sister as well. But, you know, she... Whoever the sister was that turned us in, didn't think about any of that, and they just thought about themselves, which is really, really sad, and it's not someone I would like to consider a sister, someone that would do that to me.
Yeah, going into this, I was thinking that the person just felt that passionately about it, but the fact that they couldn't even come to their close friends,
mm-hmm.
that does make mm-hmm. a lot more sense. Well, from this all, we have about 3 minutes left. Can you tell me about one of the most important lessons you've learned from this and how it can...
That's a good question. I wasn't prepared for this one. One of the biggest lessons... So, I mean, I think that people just say this a lot, you know, you learn the most from your failures, and I think that definitely applied to me in this situation.
Of getting bad grades, or?
Getting bad grades, not becoming president, almost losing the chapter, like, fail after fail after fail, but I think I've learned so much from this experience, how to just work with people in general, you know?
Yeah,
how
it is important in the role.
I've learned more leadership skills throughout this. I've had to talk to a lot of adults higher up than me in this whole entire process, and I think that I've learned how to, you know, really listen and take their ideas into consideration, but also to, like, follow what I believe and not take no as an answer. But, yeah, I think I learned a lot from this experience.
Honestly, I feel like the whole chapter has learned a lot,
yeah.
good and bad.
I agree with that as
Just
well.
Just speaking to you right now, this is why we chose to talk about this, is because I... sided more with nationals and their
mm-hmm.
perspective, but I think that this just goes to show that communication can really go a long way in this whole process. Like, I wish that we could have had
mm-hmm.
better communication with the inside snitch and
mm-hmm.
and with nationals, just relay how we feel about it instead of them just having a set in stone schedule for us to follow for the next few years. I just think it's, especially after hearing you talk, I think it's really unfair, especially your situation.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
how hard you have worked, and I feel stubborn for thinking otherwise, so I'm sorry.
You know, communication has
it's
to
life.
Do with a lot of it. You know, I don't think we would be in, our chapter would be in this place that it is right now without... if we would have had good communication to begin with, and I think that can solve a lot of problems in life, if not all of them, if you just talk to the person, and it's not he said, she said, and you just go to the person directly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, Rachel, Judy, thank you so much for this interview.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed becoming empathetic to your side of the story. Well,
thank
and
you. Thank you for listening to me.
Yeah, so I look forward to speaking with you again.
Thanks.